evening. Here is the 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. The situation of human rights protection in Cameroon has come under review in Yaoundé today. Cameroonian women have been advised to acquire skills that will help them to fight against cyberbullying and attacks. The three matches of the National Interpol will be played tomorrow in Yaoundé. The news in full. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, held talks with the visiting UN Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, in Yaoundé today. The discussions, which lasted close to an hour, were mainly on the state of human rights protection in Cameroon and the state of relations between Cameroon and the United Nations Commission on Human Rights. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam with the details.
The UN Commissioner for Human Rights, received by the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, was at the head of a delegation of several officials, including the coordinator of the UN system in Cameroon. For close to an hour, the two parties exchanged on pertinent issues concerning the situation of human rights in Cameroon and efforts made by the government to protect the rights of vulnerable persons. Joseph Diongute and Volker Turk also talked about the cooperation existing between the Republic of Cameroon and the UN Human Rights Office. Both parties are engaged in permanent consultation to implement the recommendations on human rights issues in Cameroon and also work on the surveillance of human rights reports as well as in the training of security forces in the country on human rights issues. The meeting with the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, is one of the several meetings the UN Rights Commissioner, Volker Turk, is holding with different stakeholders during his visit to Cameroon.
I'm here to actually have very good discussions with civil society, with the government. I've just met with the Prime Minister. Obviously, there are a lot of issues to discuss, but also to reinforce the cooperation between the government, the people of Cameroon, and my own office, and we will having a press conference tomorrow after I've met everyone.
Created in 1993 by the UN General Assembly, the mandate of the UN Rights Office is to promote and protect human rights across the globe. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
And UN Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk also met with the President of the Cameroon Human Rights Commission, Professor James Mwangi Kobila. Mr. Volker Turk, who is in Cameroon for a two-day working visit, noted that more resources need to be dedicated to address human rights violation in the country.
I've been here now for a day. I have had a chance to meet the government. I've had a chance to meet the civil society. I've had a chance to meet also the National Human Rights Commission. Of course, we always discuss how we can do better on human rights. And we will conclude my two-day mission and I'll do a press conference tomorrow.
The Minister of Posts and Telecommunications has urged women to equip themselves with the right knowledge and tools in order to create safer digital environments for everyone. Minette Libom Likeng was speaking during a seminar on the promotion of cybersecurity and the responsible use of social networks that brought together women from both public and private administrations. It is Inch on the team Women Key Actors in the Promotion of Cybersecurity and Promoters of Responsible Use of Social Media. Rita Yosembom tells us more.
With the increasing reliance on digital platforms, women are becoming more vulnerable to cyber threats. In recognizing this challenge, the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications has been actively campaigning since 2019 to foster a culture of cybersecurity across the nation. As part of this ongoing effort, the seminar has been organized to address the need for women to become leading actors in cybersecurity. It also focuses on building digital capacity, raising awareness on online risk, and educating participants on responsible online practices. The Minister of Posts and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Lilikeng, noted that women are the first educators in families and communities, and by equipping them with the right knowledge and tools, they can create safer digital environments for everyone. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Abenandoua, for her part, noted that when women take the lead in cybersecurity, they not only protect themselves, but also their families and communities. The seminar brought together over 300 participants from various ministries and public administrations, and this, according to them, marks a significant step towards creating a safer digital landscape in Cameroon.
Rita Yosembom. A memorandum of understanding to help connect young people in Cameroon to opportunities leading to their socio-economic integration has been signed today in Yaoundé. The partnership will help the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education to raise awareness among young people on the Youth Connect program in Cameroon. The alliance was endorsed between the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso, and the President of EMI Empire, Dr. Eris Mary Dinga, who now comes back on how it will help youths in Cameroon to be more dependent.
The youth have a lot to benefit, first of all, from the ideas of the things that I've learned in and out of Cameroon. You know, I had to actually go to school to learn how to lead the youth, you know, as a non-profit there. So they have a lot. They have, number one, they have coaching to benefit from. Number two, they have conferences where you attend, you meet the kind of people that you only see on television, hear the story and the process of investing in Cameroon and how to start up a business. So they have a lot to gain. And then above that, they have to gain startup capital. So we, one of the things that we do in Empire is that we struggle to raise funds because you cannot just train them and let them be. So we try to give them startup capital. So these are the things that the youth benefit from us.
Many internally displaced children in Douala are still without birth certificates after most of them ran from their areas of origin to save their lives. Local authorities in Douala, like the mayor of Douala 4, have intensified campaigns to establish the documents through parents who are also worried about the loss of obtaining one. Rosalind Fossa tells us more.
Bonaberry, located at the west entrance into Douala, harbors a lot of internally displaced persons. Among them, children who many years after leaving the crisis regions are still in the quest of obtaining a birth certificate.
I gave birth to this one during the crisis. There was no way for us to make a certificate. The process of doing it here is very expensive.
It is a means because we lack of support.
The education of some of the children has even been dampened due to the lack of this identification document.
They just promote them to secondary school. I was just saying if they will reach in from 5 or 4 try and
Members of the Network for Child Protection have also identified many of the children in their different activities. Tene Mateke Cecile.
There can be 60 of them that they don't have birth certificate. The project that we have, sometimes we can gather 82 children.
At the Douala 4 Council, for example, authorities have instituted periodic campaigns for the establishment of birth certificates. Theodore Bonjo heads the civil status service at the Douala 4 Council.
We have already organized 2 campaigns to establish birth certificates for all children for free. The first one, we had 200, and the second, we had 500. By September or October, we will organize another session.
More, however, still needs to be done, given that many of the children without birth certificates remain hopeful. Rosalind Fossa, CRTV News, Douala.
A workshop to create awareness on the Tripartite Declaration of Principles concerning multinational enterprises and social policy is underway in Douala. The event is an initiative of the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, represented by Georgette Gonga, in partnership with the International Labor Organization. It has brought together heads of some multinational enterprises, officials from ministries, workers from several trade unions, among others. Mado Nkwele Bezatie has more.
The non-application of collective conventions, neglect of work code, and indecent working conditions are certain challenges workers experience in some multinational companies, There is thus a need to institute a decent working environment and inclusive growth for social justice. It is for this reason that the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, in partnership with the International Labour Organization, organized this workshop in Douala. Angelique Mbozie Ahanda is an official of the Ministry of Labour.
The Ministry of Labour decided to do this workshop to enhance the capacity of the multinational enterprises to be able to practice more standard labours and to apply this declaration of multinational enterprises, which is developed by the ILO headquarters, and to contextualize this approach.
This would require participants to take into consideration certain notions. José Laporte is a specialist responsible for business conduct at the International Labour Organization.
How can we engage with dialogue with new investors and existing companies operating in the country? By all these kind of initiatives, we can all steer in the same direction.
Participants at the end of the workshop would be expected to better understand the multinational declaration, its appropriation and usage in the country's context, so as to attain priorities in line with the realization of decent work in Cameroon. Madon Kwelebeza, TSC, RTV News, Douala.
In news out of the country, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has picked Tim Walz as her running mate for the November 2024 U.S. presidential election. The Minnesota governor and former high school teacher will become vice president if Harris beats Donald Trump in November. And in northern Nigeria, about 40 people have been arrested for waving Russia's national flag during a protest against rising living costs and perceived bad governance. Army Chief Christopher Musa has warned that displaying foreign flags is now considered a treasonable offense. Sports. The three matches of the National Interpools in Group A and B will be played this Wednesday at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo and the Fekafu Training Center in Oja. In the meantime, Mintak FC from Upper Senegal in the Central Region is topping Pool A, while Atlantic Sport Academy leads Pool B with 6 points. Ben Collins Nyeberwo looks at the standings and puts together the following report.
A match of extremes in Group B will pit Mintak Football Club from the Upper Senegal in the Central Region against Option Sports Academy of Bamenda. In their last two outings, the Northwest Regional representatives at the National Interpools managed just a draw, while the flag bearers of the Central Region that are topping on the standings won their lone game so far. While Mintak Football Club will be fighting to consolidate their lead, Union Sportive of Abombang, who are second with 3 points also, will be aiming for a win against Botafogo from Douala to continue looking for a spot in the semis. After a failed attempt last year, the representatives of the East Region are back with a lot of ambitions. With 6 points at the top of Group B, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi will need a win against struggling Buya United to qualify for the semifinals. Volcan of the Known as second in the group with 3 points they won from their lone match at the ongoing tournament. In their second consecutive participation, the team from the West Region will definitely have a hard nut to crack in Creamy of Garwa, who are third with 3 points after two matches. The last teams on the standings in the two groups, Sporting of Marwa and Girondin Football Club of Ngaoundéré, will be on standby.
Ben Collins Nyeberwo bringing us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku.